Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
As you know, we have a small book for all believers, especially new believers, called What Next? That is, now that you are saved. What next? Now that Jesus has saved you. And it's a real tool for laying the foundation in the lives of believers. And so many of us have a hodgepodge, if you will, of information from the Bible we've been taught. Perhaps most of us have never been taken through a foundations class, a Bible class, or on our own been privy to a ministry that helped us to grow in our foundational knowledge of Christ and His kingdom. And after being saved into His eternal kingdom family, our Lord calls us, that is, His blood-bought saints, to be established and ever more deeply rooted and grounded in His kingdom, in His grace and truth. In fact, John 1:17 says that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18 says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of His word. That's where we get the knowledge of God. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18. Also, Colossians 2:6 through 10. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord. In other words, now that you've been saved, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith. So God wants us to be, those that He saved, rooted and built up in Christ and established in the faith, as ye have been taught. So God expects and wants us to be taught, to learn from His word about being established and rooted and grounded in Christ, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And here's why we have to be rooted and grounded in the cardinal doctrines of the Christian faith. Verse 8, Colossians 2, the next verse. Beware, this is a warning, lest any man spoil or ruin you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments or the thinking of this world, and not after Christ. You see, we get our knowledge of God through God's word, but Satan has his agents out there and his tools and his writings and productions to deceive us and to ruin us through these philosophies and notions that are not biblical. And the only way we can know that they're not biblical and know to be established in walking in the truth is to do as Paul instructed Timothy to do, and that's to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Let me exhort you, my friend, to memorize this verse. 2 Timothy 2:15, as usual, in the King James Bible, verse 9 and 10. We finish this passage in Colossians 2. For in Him, that's in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. And we need to beware not to be spoiled or ruined, because what the enemy does, everything he does, is to move you away from Christ, in whom alone you are complete, because He is the head of all principality and power. He is the creator of all that is, and is the only redeemer of His fallen race, fallen mankind. Only Jesus can forgive. Only Jesus can save. Only Jesus can make whole. Only Jesus can heal, etc. And so we make this book available on the store page. You can buy the print copy. When you click on the book title for any of the books, including What Next, Now That You're Saved. You'll be brought to Amazon, which is the publisher. You can buy the Kindle, the print version, and also for asking, you can just send me an email at info@safeguardyoursoul.com, and we will email you the PDF of this book, this small book that is very, very important in laying the foundation of Christ and functioning and operating in His kingdom for all believers, especially new believers. We're seeing a lot of new people get saved and a lot of people getting ready to get saved for years now. So we have to make sure many of you guys around the country are seeing Jesus save people as you are ministering His word and teaching the Bible. And I want to encourage you to make sure you email me at info@safeguardyoursoul.com and ask for the PDF version of this What Next, Now That You're Saved book. I will immediately email it to you as soon as I get the email, and you can save it to your computer or your device and then send it out. Just attach it to an email and send it to all the believers, perhaps, that you know, and have it ready for when new people get saved. You can get that to them right away in electronic form. This PDF of What Next, the book title is What Next, Now That You're Saved. Let's review the title. There's 7 chapters in this small book. Chapter 1 is called Your Daily Walk with Jesus. And one of the things that's going to be emphasized here is how God didn't call anybody to go join a church. Now, if you find a good biblical church, that's going to be very rare. But if you do, praise God. But remember, your walk is with Jesus, not a church. And it's individual, and it's never going to divide you from any other member of the body of Christ. The guys and the ladies that you work with that are born again, no, it's not only not going to divide you from them, it's going to endear you to them by the Holy Spirit. That's what God does when He's operating in our lives, as opposed to the spirit of sectarianism, which Jesus rebuked in Luke 9:49-50. And the Holy Spirit lives in every believer, and He's going to bear witness that He dwells in you and in those who you come in contact with who are born again believers, and never segment or segregate or divide people into little groups that go to these little different church houses on Sunday morning. The salvation of Christ is much greater than that. So beware. So the title of chapter 1 again is Your Daily Walk with Jesus, without which really nothing else matters. That has to take priority. You're going to have nothing to give to others unless you're receiving it daily from fellowship with the Lord in His word and in prayer, having a life of prayer in Jesus' name and meeting with Jesus in the prayer closet. That simply means meeting with Him privately each and every morning. Matthew 6:6. Chapter 2 of this book called What Next, Now That You Are Saved. The second chapter is titled, What is the Gospel? Do you ever notice how we can go on for so long being saved and come across things all the time like, wow, I couldn't even talk about this for 5 minutes. What is the gospel? Do I have a working knowledge from the Bible of what the gospel really is? That title right there alone ought to intrigue each of us and draw us to be grounded in the foundational truths, the cardinal doctrines of the Christian faith. Chapter 3 of this book, What Next, Now That You're Saved, is titled, Water Baptism is for All Believers, especially all new believers, and explains what water baptism is about. Also, chapter 4 is titled, Flourishing in the Richness of God's Word. Flourishing in the Richness of God's Word. This is going to entice a hunger and feed into the believer from the scriptures. The scriptures are going to do, they're going to induce a greater hunger for the word of God in each and every believer. Chapter 5 of the small book titled What Next, Now That You're Saved, is called Getting Into God's Word Individually and with Other Disciples. Not only individual study of the word of God, but also the studying of the word of God with another believer, or maybe 2 or 3 more. We do emphasize in this ministry that it's important to read the real Word of God, and that would be the King James Bible. We have a whole category on that. Chapter 6 in the book, What Next, Now That You're Saved, topical study of God's Word, which is one of the most important and productive or effectual ways to study the Bible. It's not the only way, but it is one of the important ways to learn the doctrines of the Lord, the topics of the Bible. In fact, the website, safeguardyoursoul.com, on the desktop version has a drop-down menu on the right side, and you just click the little button. It's all alphabetical. There's over 200 topics listed, all biblical topics. The last chapter here in this small book titled What Next Now That You're Saved is titled The Infilling of the Holy Spirit. This is a largely neglected truth and foundational experience for New Testament believers. For example, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost when the church was born, he says to the people, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent," that's the first thing. Jesus said, "Except ye repent, you shall all likewise perish." Let me say this. It's fearful to believe, and it's pretty obvious to acknowledge that so many who claim to be saved never really repented in the first place. They said a prayer. They didn't repent. Now, when you say a prayer, that's good. That simply means you're communicating with God. But you have to repent when you do that, or you're not going to get saved. That means you're turning your life to God, you're admitting you're a sinner, and you're receiving Christ. The three elemental experiences of the kingdom of God to be experienced by every believer, that's God's stated desire, are found in this verse and in many other places. Acts 2:38, "Then Peter said unto them," to those he preached to, he said, "Repent." Somebody says, "Well, I don't believe in altar calls." Well, it sounds like he had an altar call right here. That's just simply means that you're calling people to obey God and to act on His word, to repent, receive Christ, and ask God to fill them with the Holy Spirit. And then you obediently become water baptized to publicly profess that you no longer live, but Jesus now lives in you. You're dead, buried, and raised up with Christ. You're a new creature, full of the Holy Ghost. You are a temple of the Holy Ghost if you've repented and received Christ. And the good news is that you don't have to be half full of the Holy Ghost. You can be filled to overflowing, as Psalm 23 speaks about. Your cup, that's your vessel, that's you, who you are, is overflowing. What a blessing. "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." God wants us to be full of the Holy Ghost. John the Baptist, as we close here, said in Matthew 3:11-12, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I," that's Christ, "whose shoes I am not worthy to bear." I'm not even worthy to be the water boy for the Savior, what he's saying there. "He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." That's Jesus. He wants to baptize everyone who has received him with the Holy Ghost and fire. Now, this is not essential to salvation. This is a gift for those who are already saved. And it's a gift God wants each of us to experience and to walk in. So this book, as we close, is titled What Next Now That You Are Saved. I want to encourage you to email me immediately and request a copy of the PDF. You might also want to go on the store page on safeguardyoursoul.com and get some print copies of the Kindle version, whatever is best suited for you in doing ministry. Listen, these tools, these books, and everything we do are all geared toward helping people get saved, and the majority of them, of the content on safeguardyoursoul.com and all that is involved in the media outreach, the podcast, everything. We drop a new podcast every morning at 5 a.m. We're on all the major and the minor podcast platforms, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple, Mac, all of that. Just punch in Safeguard Your Soul, no spaces, and we will come up, our podcast. So everything we do, there's 20 books, are all with one thing in mind, to get people saved that aren't already. And 90% of data, the resources that we have, are to build up and establish saints in the gospel, in the Lord, in the cardinal doctrines of the Christian faith. And let me tell you, this little book will definitely lay the foundation for the things that are most important in the kingdom of Christ, for every believer to embrace and to have the revelation of straight out of the Word of God. Amen. God bless you, saints. And remember, just email me at info@safeguardyoursoul.com and ask for the What Next book PDF. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.